and 99 million others to get where you are today. You better give God a big shout there, brother. You better give God a big praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. You don't have to try and win in life anymore. You are here because you won. Come on, give God a praise. You... Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Now you see why I am so bold. I won. Tell your neighbor, I won the race. Tell your neighbor, I came out a winner. I'm not trying to win. I already won. Give God a big clap offering right there. Praise God. Now, here's the good news. He would not have allowed you to begin unless you were already finished. Now, read the next statement in the verse. Read it. He says, read it. Are you sure you got it? He says, I make known from ancient times what is yet to come. Now, what he means is, when you arrived, because you are finished, your finish came with the start. So your future is not ahead of you. God never places the future of anything ahead of it. You ain't never heard this before. That's why you need to hear this now. God will never put the future ahead of anything. Why? Because he's finished. Your future is trapped within you. You came with your end in your beginning. Now he says, I make known from ancient times what is yet to come. How can he make known what is yet to come? Because what is yet to come has already came. He began with the came. Then he made the yet. Which means that God put inside of you who you really are. But who you are is trapped inside of you. Now he says, when I show you what's ahead of you, you can see it. That means I will not allow you to see what does not exist already. I'm getting ready to go home. Listen to me carefully. This is why, please help me. This is why God told you to grow old, but never to grow up. You're confused, huh? Okay. See, your problem is you have grown old. And they destroyed your thinking. Do you remember when you was a child? Do you remember that you believed everything you thought? Then you started to grow old. And they told you, stop being unrealistic. Come back to reality. Stop daydreaming. These are dream killers talking to you all through your life. First, it began with your own parents. That's right. Woo! Son, just get a job, son. Just get a job. Go to school, get a job. These are dream killers.
That's right. Come on.
Don't study what you feel like study. Study what gets you money. And they kill your dream. And they say to you, stop being childish. You can never be the mayor of this city. Settle down and go be a bus driver. You ask a child, what do you want to be? I want to be a doctor. Son, you're going to be a carpenter. And you kill the dream of the kid. Can I suggest to you that who you really are is the thing you thought of first. That's why you are depressed right now. You are not happy on that dumb job you're going to. That's why you hate Monday mornings and hate traffic. Because you are going to something you are not. They killed you. So Jesus comes back to earth. 2,000 years ago. And he says these words. If you want to live in my kingdom, in my country, you got to reverse your life. Except you become like a little child again, he says. You cannot enter my country. That's your problem, man. You grew up too much. They made you an adult. That's why you can't pay your mortgage. You're struggling with your phone bills. You are exactly what they told you you are. They destroyed you. Look at you, man. You're just making a living. You're not making a difference. You are surviving, not impacting the world. I make known the end from the beginning. In other words, I show you who you are from the beginning. Go back and go pick up your childhood dream again. That's who you are.
Come on.
12 years old. I must be about my father's business. I wonder who are you? Trapped on the inside. Screaming for release. Trapped under a culture that doesn't believe in you. And I've come to tell you the truth, that's all. And the truth that you know will set you free. Amen. Free from what? The lies they told you. If you don't believe me, read the last part of the verse. He says, I say, my purpose will stand. He said, that thing right there is my purpose for your life. It's already finished. And it will stand. Now, write the word stand down. That word stand doesn't mean that it's standing up. Stand means it will frustrate you. That means you will never be happy doing anything else. That means you cannot change what you were born to do and be. So it will always frustrate you until you do it. It will stand. Verse 11, he says, as a matter of fact, from the east I will summon a bird of prey. From afar, land, a man will come to fulfill my purpose. What I have planned, I will do it, he says. What you are can never be changed. It can be suffocated. You can take it to the cemetery, but it can never be changed. You are a great woman, but look at you. Look what you've settled for. You are a security number. They reduce you to a number. That's all you are. A number. That's how they know you. That's how they follow you. That's how they check on you. You are a number. You know what God told David? Do not number the people. You know, tomorrow morning is going to be one of the most important mornings in this city. You better sign up for tomorrow morning. Because tomorrow morning, I'm going to show you how to find your purpose. If you don't find it, you will always be depressed. That event tomorrow, some of you think it's not for you. It's for you. Your success is your purpose. And until you find it, you will never be satisfied. Let me give you one last scripture before I pray for you. Turn to Proverbs chapter 19. Proverbs chapter 19. Tell your neighbor, something's coming. Get ready for it now. Proverbs chapter 19. Find it in your Bible, on your iPad, iPhone. Don't let the devil distract you right now, please. Because the last thing Satan wants you to know is your purpose. Purpose is the only thing that is right for you. I'm going to say something important. Listen to me carefully because you need to hear this. Please listen to me. Listen. The enemy of right is not wrong. The enemy of right is good. And Satan's number one weapon against you is to get you to do a good thing. Because he knows you are too smart to do a wrong thing. Some of you are going to get it after I'm gone. Your problem is you're doing a good thing. And Satan made sure you did it. So you can never do the right thing. So he distracts you with good things. That's why you have a job, but you never found your work. This city told you to get a job, and they train you to get a job, and they hire you to get a job, and then they retire you from their job, then they fire you from their job. There's a big difference, madam, between your job and your work. Your job is what they pay you to do. Write it down. your work is what you were born to do. Come on. Your job gives you finances. Your work gives you fulfillment. You can be fired from your job. You can never be fired from your work. Your job is your skill. Your work is your gift. They can take away your job. They can never take away your work. That's why Jesus never called anything he did a job. I came to do the work of my Father. I work because my Father works. Therefore, I work. I work the works of my Father. I came to finish the work my Father gave me to do. It was my work, not my job. His job was carpentry with his daddy. His work was redeeming the human race. I wonder if you've found your work yet. That's why you hate Monday mornings. Because every Monday morning, you're going to something you are not. Have you ever heard people say, this job is killing me? You are correct. Because the stress that it's giving you is causing you to have high blood pressure, diabetes, depression, and cancer. You're not built for stress. So your job kills you. When you find your work, it gives you life.
Life. Life.
Life. Your purpose preserves you. I want you to go to the book table. Please, I beg you. I'm not trying to sell books. Hey, I'm free. I have a jet parked over there with my name on it. I was born in a family of 11 children. One mother, one father, 11 children. On an island 7 miles wide, 20 miles long, in a wooden house in the poorest village on my island called Bainstown. I was born in that two-bedroom wooden house with 11 children, one mother, one father. My father and mother slept in one room with a partition. My 7 sisters slept in one room. And boys, 4 of us, slept on the floor. I remember sleeping on that wooden floor with rats running over my bodies in the night, blood all over my bodies every morning, from mosquitoes eating me alive in that heat in the island of the Bahamas. I remember when it rained, the water would come dripping on me. I'd get buckets and put along the floor and sleep around the buckets. Don't tell me about poverty. One pair of shoes for the whole year and put cardboard in it when it grew holes. Went to school barefooted. I know what it is to eat corned beef for Sunday dinner out of the can and have a chicken neck on special occasions. Don't tell me about poverty. And my father was a Baptist pastor. So don't tell me about religion. It doesn't help. That's why I preach the kingdom.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
The kingdom taught me my purpose. And I became free from jobs.
Come on.
I went to university with no money. My parents never paid a cent for my college degrees. I got 3 bachelors, a master's, and 5 doctorate degrees. Not 1 cent from my parents. I used to send money home to my parents in college. I know what I'm talking about. You got to find your purpose, man. No one can keep a man down who knows his purpose. It's like a seed becoming a tree. You can't stop it once you put it in the right environment. I believe God sent you here tonight to start over. Give him a little praise. Just worship him for a second. Come on, worship him with him a couple of minutes. He sent you here, young man, to start over. Abraham didn't start until he was 75. There's hope for you. Tell your neighbor there's hope for you. This church is not all you were born to do. Don't park here. Your dream is not what you're in right now. That's not what you dreamt. This is not what you dreamt. You know that's true. That ain't what you saw. This is not what you saw. If where you are is not what you saw, then what you are in is temporary. I'm going to say just one more time for somebody to get it. If what you are doing is not what you saw, then what you are doing is temporary.
Yes, sir.
I want you to go to work on Monday morning. From now on, I want you to smile when you walk into your job. And tell everybody, good morning, everybody. I have an announcement to make. This place is my temporary employment. Somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, come on, scream hallelujah. The house you live in ain't the one God showed you. Oh, come on, somebody. The car you're driving, that ain't the one you saw. Oh, come on, give God a big praise right there. Somebody need to hear that. Hallelujah. Oh! Yes, hallelujah. I want you to go outside and sit in your car and say, tell your neighbor, this is my temporary transportation. What you see is not what you saw, then what you see is temporary. Amen. Do you understand, sir? Proverbs 19, verse 21. Let's read it together. It says, I am reading from the NIV, which is the best translation I've ever discovered. It says, many are the plans in a man's heart. Watch this now. But it is the Lord's purpose that will stand. Oh my God. One more time, read it with me. Many are the plans in a man's heart. But it is the Lord's purpose that will prevail. God says you got all these plans about your life, what you want to do, where you want to go, what you want to build, who you want to marry, what kind of company you want, what kind of ministry you want. He said, all these plans you got. He said, look, I already got a purpose for your life. Amen. This scripture means three things. Write them down. Number one, purpose is more powerful than plans. Number two, purpose is more important than plans. And number three, purpose precedes plans. I repeat them. Purpose is more powerful than plans. How do I know? He says it will prevail over your plans. Purpose is more important than plans. He said before you make plans, I already got a purpose for your life. And purpose precedes plans. That means before you was even conceived to make a plan, I already had a purpose for your life. Now remember, God don't start until he's finished. You already finished. That's why your dreams are so big. You're seeing your end. For the joy that was set before him, He could endure the cross, the shame, the malignment, the criticism. Why? He already saw the end. He saw himself sitting on the throne, reigning. I wonder what you see. Stop being afraid of yourself. Stop being afraid of yourself. Stop settling for this, man. Go back to your dream. The one that won't quit. The one that you're smothering with your busyness. Become a child. I told my daddy years ago, I said, Daddy, I want to travel around the world and I want to advise governments. My father says, do you believe this is possible, son? I was 40. I said, yes. He said, then, I don't know how, but you must believe it. My father told me the same thing that Joseph's father told him. Joseph had a dream. He saw himself sitting on a throne. And his brothers were bowing to him. And he was the youngest. And he was feeding them. He woke up, ran to his father. He says, Father, I had a dream last night. I saw myself sitting on a throne, ruling. And all of my brothers and even you were being fed by me. He said that when he was a dirty little shepherd boy in the back of the hill with smelly sheep. He saw his end. His father didn't understand, but he simply said, son, keep these things in your heart. He didn't do what some parents would do. Get that foolishness out of your head, boy. Grow up and be a man. Get a job. Good parents don't kill children's dreams. Mm. Write it down, write it down. You feed your children's dreams. You don't kill them. Look what you've come to, man. Look where you are. This is not what you saw. You're a victim. I mean, tell me the truth about yourself. When you was 15, what did you dream? When you were 22, what were you thinking? This is not what you were thinking. You're still struggling trying to pay light bills. That's why God sent me. He's telling you, you can start again. You can start right now. Get back to your dreams. This is not who you are. What are you doing here at this state in your life? This is not who you are. You know it. You dreamt of traveling all over the world. You dreamt of becoming a missionary to help people. And you're stuck on a job. Go back to your dream. I learned something years ago, Pastor. Listen to me carefully. God is only obligated to finance his own programs. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. This is just introduction. I want you to think about your life. People think I'm a pastor. No. Just a small phase of my life. You should see what I'm dreaming. My life is bigger than pastoring. That's why I already ordained my replacement 2 weeks ago. This is no place to hold on to. Develop people. Create your replacement so you can go on to the next phase of your life. You're bigger than who you are. Peter thought he was a fisherman. Wow. I feel like Jesse tonight. Samuel, go to Jesse's house. In that house, in Baltimore, is a king. So he went to the house, Prophet Samuel. And he said to Jesse, the Lord said there's a king in this house. The next king of Israel. The next mayor of this town is in this building tonight. The next city councilwoman is here tonight. The next chairman of the board of education is in this room tonight. I wonder who's here tonight. Are you stuck on a dumb job? There's a king in this house. And Jesse said, I got 12 sons. He said, bring them out. The first one came out, tall, good looking. Sam says, no, it's not him. Brought the second one out, he was handsome. He said, no. Third one out, well educated. No. Fourth one out, muscular. No. Everybody come out looking good. And when he reached number 11, he said, that's it. Everybody's counted for. And the prophet says, none of them is the king. The king is in this house somewhere. And the father says, well, I don't have no more sons. He said, but the Lord said there's a king in this house. I wonder who's in your house. And his father suddenly remembered. See, you are the black sheep they forgot. They call you the black sheep of the family. You're the one they forgot. He said, just remember, I got one little boy, but it can't be him because he's the dirtiest, the smelliest, the youngest, out in the bush with the sheep. The prophet said, go get him, bring him here. Tell your neighbor, I'm the one they forgot. Somebody scream, I'm the one they forgot. Say it loud, I'm the one they forgot. No one knows your greatness. Trapped in the bush with sheep. I wonder who you really are. They went and got the little boy. And the Bible said David was bow-legged. The Bible used the word ruddy. Ruddy means he was full of freckles, dirty, bow-legged. Yes, Daddy. He says, come inside the house, kid. He walks in, smelled like sheep, filthy. And as soon as the prophet turned around and looked at the boy, his hand began to reach out toward the oil. He says, here comes the king. Amen. Trapped in a shepherd boy was the king of Israel. I wonder who's trapped in you. I have come to pour oil on your head to tell them they don't know who you are. They thought you was the least in the family. You never amount to nothing. All you'll do is make trouble and get a job and die paying mortgage. And God says, not a thing like it. You're the owner of a business. There's a king. There's a queen sitting in your chair. Let us pray. Go ahead and pray for yourself right now. Just pray. Pray what you feel right now back to God. Just pray it back to God. Come open your mouth, pray. Say, Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. Help me discover who I really am. Show me myself. Let me see who I am. Speak to us, Lord. Reconnect with yourself. Nobody knows you. Nobody knows who you are except the manufacturer. Accept no one's opinion anymore. Be delivered from historical labeling. Meet yourself again. Go back to your childhood. Be childlike. Believe what he showed you. Thy purpose be fulfilled, O Lord. Forgive us, O Lord. For being someone else. Deliver us, O Lord, from being someone else. Prevent us from being like other people. No more imitation. I want to be myself. Lord, you showed me. Now show everyone who they are. You did it for me, Lord. You can do it for everyone in this room. And the thousands watching this program around the world live, wherever you are not a mistake. You won the race for a reason. You won the race for a reason. That's why he brought you out of the hood. To meet yourself. Father, I have delivered your word to your people. I have done my duty. Now, Holy Spirit, it's your job. Work on us, O Lord. O Heavenly Father, thank you. There are books in here, unwritten. Get busy. Start writing. Magazines that should be published. Go back and start again. Daycare centers to be established. Stop procrastinating. Put it on paper. Music to be produced. What are you waiting for? Poetry to write. Do it. A school to build. A company to start. A cosmetology center. Go do it. Don't look for employment, look for deployment. Dream no small dreams again. And start right where you are. Don't wait for the big break. Start right where you are. Do not despise small beginnings. His end is already finished.
Heavenly Father, thank you. The greatest people in the world are in this room. Many here will die in other countries. They shall see the world. Their dreams shall be reality. For you will never allow us to see what's not already there. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands right where you are. All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily live. Start again. And I surrender all. Some of you are tired, but God says, start again. I'm with you.
I surrender.
Yeah, you failed already, but start again. Start again. Give him your plans and take his now.
All to Jesus.
His plans are bigger than yours. We've settled for. Give us the courage to start again. This is your grace to start again. This is the voice of the Lord. Go start that new project. I am with you, says the Lord. This time you will not fail, for you sat under my word. Shall come to pass. Thank you, Father. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord cause His face to shine upon you. May the kingdom be gracious unto you. May He give you purpose, passion, and peace. May you pursue your purpose with all diligence. May you believe what you see. Thank you. not your eyes. And whom the Lord has blessed, no man can curse. You are blessed. And all the people say amen. As the presence of God is here tonight, I'm going to turn this meeting over to our beloved host, Pastor. And I want to thank Pastor Brewington for bringing us together. You were supposed to be here tonight. I want you to remain seated just for a moment, please. No one move, please. Respect authority is important. As we leave here tonight, I want to just remind you that this is just the beginning of your rest of your life. Tomorrow morning, I will be meeting at the Hilton Hotel around the corner. And I want all of you here to be there, everybody to come. I'm going to ask them to give you a discount because you came out tonight. But you have to get this information tomorrow. Because if you don't discover your purpose, you will be an experiment for the rest of your life. You will never be fulfilled. And I'm going to spend 3 hours tomorrow talking about how to define your vision, how to write it down, how to know what you were born to do, how to identify it, and then how to fulfill it. I'm fulfilling mine. My wife and I, we are so happy. I used to work for government. It was miserable. And I found my purpose. I am so peaceful. And everything works for you when you find your purpose. I want to recommend something to you. The 3 books that I talked to you about, 3 of them, I want to recommend them in a series. The first one is called Understanding Your Potential. And read this book first. This book helps you to discover yourself. And then when you read this one, you read the second book. It is called Releasing Your Potential. How to Get It Out. And then the third book is called Maximizing Your Potential. How to Die Empty. How to Get It Out Before You Die. All 3 of these... are all to prepare you for the final book to read. It's called Unleashing Your Potential. It deals with your purpose. How to find your purpose. All of these books here are about $70. But tonight, we want to give them access to you for $50. The whole pack. All of them together. Okay? This will probably be the best $50 you ever spend in your life. Because it'll probably give you another $50,000 worth of blessing when you read it. So I want to encourage you to get those. I will autograph books for a short time tonight, give you my signature, put my favorite scripture in it so you can read it. And then I also want to encourage you to get a CD with a new book that I just wrote, and it's called Character. This book is to protect your purpose. You can actually know your purpose and lose it by a defective character. Now, this is the most important book I've ever written on leadership and purpose.